And we welcome you to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. All is quiet on this Thursday as the Giants open up their preseason campaign just across the parking lot in MetLife Stadium tomorrow night when they take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've got a big show lined up for you. We'll get a look at two insiders, Will Tye and Janoris Jenkins. We'll take a look at different position groups throughout the course of the show. And I'd like to welcome in a man who won a Super Bowl with the New York Giants, Super Bowl 25, played in Super Bowl 35 as well, Howard Cross. And Howard, do you remember what it was like on the eve of your first preseason game?
My first one ever, I remember we played, I think, the Kansas City Chiefs. Had dinner that night with Otis Anderson. He was talking about how he was an old man, I was a young man. I'm like, what is he talking about? We're about to play football. Went out, had a great game, had a lot of fun.
Was it as fast as you thought it would be?
You know, back then, we had some really, really heated practices. We got after it. I mean, the rules have changed a lot. You can't do as much, but we had a lot of full pad practices. We had a lot of live drills. I think even special teams was live a couple times. I mean, we were ready to go when the game started.
And the Giants are going to get a good look in this game on Friday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers because they're a base 3-4 defense, so it's a little bit different than what they've been practicing. And you get a chance to go against guys that you're not familiar with.
Yeah, you know, it's something to do when you're coming out for your first preseason game. You're playing against an opponent you don't see all the time. They have a different defense or a different offense. And you're playing against players, if they get in the game, that have something to prove. All the guys that are, you know, going to get in the second, third, fourth quarter, they want to get in, they want to make the team. But the guys who are going to be in that first quarter, you know, they're like, okay, let's see this. Break these scabs up a little bit. Let's get this thing going.
Well, you had a long career with the Giants as a tight end, and we're going to focus in on the tight ends. And in our first insider of the program, Madeline Burke had a chance to catch up with Will Tye.
How has it been so far this season?
It's been good. A little hot out there, but it's good competition out there, and it's what you need.
In the tight ends group, obviously, you're one of the veterans in this group. They brought in a young tight end in the draft and as well as Red Ellison. How much does that competition help this whole unit?
Competition helps out a lot. It rises everybody's play up to what you want, and it's good competition. You guys compete every day.
Are you kind of taking the young rookie Ingram under your wing a little bit and teaching him how things are done around here?
Yeah, you have to a little bit. Just, he's always looking around, wondering, keep him focused, and so he's ready to go.
What's the piece of advice you've given him?
Just obviously on some plays, but just stay focused. It's going to seem like it's long, but it's going to be well worth it.
As for yourself, are there personal goals that you have in this training camp?
To compete so I can get on the field, whether it's special teams, receiving or blocking, so I can help the team win anyway.
What do you think your strength is in this position?
Definitely receiving, but the blocking has improved, and I believe I can play special teams, all of them.
Looking forward to getting some pads on for a game now?
Ready for it. Oh, ready for it.
You know, it's really interesting, Howard, because when you take a look at the roster of tight ends last year, you looked at Will Tye as a guy that battling for a starting spot. Now you look at Will Tye in 2017 with Evan Ingram here and Rhett Ellison, who was signed for the Minnesota Vikings, who's a blocker and can catch the ball. And suddenly now Will Tye has got to do his thing to keep a roster spot.
You know, he's got to keep a roster spot. But think about this, Bob. You know, the Giants could carry four tight ends this season. If these guys can actually block and become, you know, something important in the run game. It's not always how many passes you catch coming from, a guy who caught a lot of passes or watched guys that catch a lot of passes. It's always important how you block and how you keep the running game going and how can you protect Eli. You see Will Tye here doing his thing. Again, it's important to do this part of the game, but the guy that's throwing the ball, he's the most important guy on the field.
Yeah, and that's going to be something that's going to be interesting to watch as far as how he does. He had the most receptions of any Giants tight end last year. But it wasn't a number that necessarily is a big number. So this is going to be a situation where he's got to kind of flip the switch with his game, and it's more about the blocking component. Let's talk about Evan Ingram. You've had a chance to watch him in practice. Very dynamic player. And as Ben McAdoo has told us on this show, he's a willing participant in the blocking. He's not Howard Cross as a blocking tight end, but he's willing to stick his nose in there.
I don't think people realize when Coach says a willing participant what that actually means. I've watched him a couple days in practice, and what I've seen from him is he's not just sticking his nose in there. He's holding point. He's not knocking anybody off the ball or blowing them back or anything, but he's holding point. And that's a great thing in the run game, not to get knocked backwards. The thing that he's dynamic for is what he did to Alabama every year in catching the ball. He can go up and get his high points. You can split him out. You can bring him out of the backfield. You can run him in line. He can do so many things. He's so quick, and he's, you know, got good hands, and he's looking for the ball. He's basically a receiver.
Right, but it's really important that, you know, willing participant and not just making the effort, but he's actually getting something done as a blocker.
Oh, he's beyond what we've seen in the last couple of years of guys blocking. We're hoping guys are getting stopped and everything. He's going to stick his nose in there. He's going to hit. Like I said, I watched him, you know, against some of the first team defense guys coming off the ball, getting after him. I'm like, okay, let's see what he's going to do. He didn't back down. He got in there and he fought it out. So I'm like, okay, that's what you want to see out of your guy. And a lot of guys are going to come in and try to bully him or try to get after him. They're like, oh, he's just a receiver out here. That's not what they're going to get.
Well, what the Giants are going to get some production as far as their run game and blocking is concerned, when you look at who they signed in the offseason, Rhett Ellison comes over from the Minnesota Vikings. And when the Giants signed Rhett Ellison, a friend of mine that works with the Vikings called me up and said, the Giants got a steal.
Got a steal. They got a little bit more than that. When you talk about a guy who can play that H-back, the inline blocker, and all the other things, he came here to catch more balls. There will be more balls in the air, of course. But what he's going to do is he's going to make the run game a lot better. Having a guy that's coming out of the backfield that can help lead, like you see him doing right here, leading through the hole as the back's following, that's invaluable to have as a player. That's usually a fullback that's doing that. He's doing it from the tight end position. When you've got guys in the game, think of this. You can have two tight ends. A guy can line with his fullback, wide out, split. He can do a lot of different things. You can even, you know, throw him a screen, which is going to make it hard to cover this guy.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that he brings to the table is versatility as far as all the different things that he can do, and he's going to be an added weapon in this offense. All right, second-year tight end, Jarrell Adams. Now, when the Giants drafted him, they admitted that he was a work in progress, and as the season wore on, we saw him starting to make some plays. Again, he's got to get sturdier in the blocking game, but what about Jarrell Adams and what you're looking forward out of him?
I think that this can be a big transformation in this kid is because he'll know more. I think when you're coming out of college and you're not really sure about things, again, that work in progress means his football IQ wasn't there yet. I think you're going to see he's a big body guy. He's strong. He's got some hands. He's not what we would say nifty as you know in the receiving corps, but he's big enough to run and make some matchup problems. The thing that's going to be important for him is when it's third and one, can they count him in the goal, in the short yardage? Can he count on him in the goal line? That's why if he gets valuable in those spots, he'll be more valuable in the spots you watch right now.
Yeah, he brings a lot of athleticism to the position, and it's going to be a heck of a battle for that last tight end spot. And another guy that has been around for a couple of years, Matt Lacoste, the problem with him is he just can't stay on the field, seems to always be dealing with injuries.
You know, the best ability any player has is availability, and if you're not available, they can't tell what you can do. If you look great in practice, like you'll see him catching some balls here, look like coming off the ball. He's a big guy, big, good-looking, athletic-looking tight end. But can you find him on the field? Can you get him in week in and week out? Can he go beyond the first two or three weeks of training camp? Can he be healthy for more than half of a season? Those are things that can get him in. And they're going to be afraid of that. He's going to have to prove that he can be healthy.
Yeah, that's one of the things he's definitely going to have to prove here in the preseason as far as being available, being out there every day because, yeah, he does bring a good skill set to the table. So that's a look at the Giants tight ends from one of the great Giants tight ends of all time. When we come back, we're going to hear from Jackrabbit, talk a little secondary as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks.
The newest Hess toy truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
My favorite youth football story? I started football in fifth grade. We played flag football. Nine guys on the team. We played seven guys played at a time. So we never practiced defense before. And so the first game, we practiced offense a lot, but we never had a defense. We just said, all right, whatever position you play in offense, just flip it and you play defense. So I was a middle linebacker, very intimidating, but I had a couple of interceptions that first game, and it was a lot of fun.
I think my first time ever playing football, I played center.
I remember my dad driving like 16 hours to come see me play. And, I remember as he's walking into the game, I scored, I ran right into the end zone right to where he was at. And it was, it was a pretty memorable experience for me looking back onto it now.
We welcome you back to Giant Training Camp Live. Pretty cool stuff there. Eli Manning, an intimidating middle linebacker. You see the wheels. He was channeling his Michael Vick, scrambling away from people. Well, one guy that likes to chase people down is Janoris Jenkins. He's the subject of this Insider with Madeline Burke.
First of all, a lot of returning faces on this Giants defense. How much does that make it easy for you guys to kind of pick up where you left off last season?
It make it a whole lot easier. Everybody know the scheme, understand what's going on. Now we just got to come out and play football.
What are your goals personally going into this season?
Just one goal, be better than I was last year. Everything else is up for anybody else to decide.
How do you do that? Was there a specific aspect that you want to improve in?
Technique, fundamental. It's just the small things that keep you ahead of the game, and you just want to fine-tune it while you're in camp.
A lot has been said about the talent of this receiving core. Right. I mean, how much does that help you guys preparing for this season going up against these receivers?
A lot. It make all of us better as a team, offense and defense, because when you compete with guys like that, each and every day, it just brings the best out you.
When you go against some of the best in the league, does that make it a little bit easier going against these opponents that you have on your schedule as well?
Oh, yeah. I could just relax and understand that, practice was harder than this sometimes, but, just go out and stay focused.
Janoris Jenkins is coming off a fantastic first year with the New York Giants, where he was dominant at times during the course of the year. Howard, what's the area that he needs to improve upon, in your opinion, if he needs anything to improve upon?
He said it all. Try to get a little bit better than you were last year. And the thing that's going to help him a lot more is that now it's not everybody getting in line trying to go against Odell. You got Brandon Marshall on the other side. Shepard is really stepping up a little bit more. So that's going to help him out also. When you have more, talented guys to go against and different style and type guys, it makes you a better player. Playing against, Odell, you got the quick, twitchy guy that can do almost anything. Then you play against Shepard, he's the inside guy. When you go against Marshall, it's like playing against a tight end on the outside. And you got some young guys that are with speed also that you got to go get them.
I know one thing Jack Rabbit would like to improve upon is his interception numbers. He had 3 interceptions last year, and from being down on the sideline, he easily could have had 8 or 9. I mean, there were a couple that hit him in the hands that he wasn't able to reel in. And I think he'd probably like to get that number up a little bit.
I think, again, playing against these guys is going to help him get that number up against. When you learn to play against guys that can come out of breaks really quickly, you learn when to set your feet a little earlier. Here you're going to see him get an interception with the ball's tip. He's just waiting on that one. He wants to be breaking on the ball, coming downhill to take the ball from the receiver. And that's what, that's the thing that, cornerbacks pride themselves on. Up. Nice.
Yeah, working on a big receiver like Kenny Britt in that situation and, just kind of all over the field. And he really played with a lot of tenacity. And, man, what a job he did on Dez Bryant last year.
Yeah,
I mean,
Dez
he really
Bryant,
shut him down.
One of the top receivers in the league, and he's staying after him. The big thing with him is that he doesn't give up on the play. When the ball hits the receiver's hands, he's still swiping, coming across. So the guy's never really clear.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back on the program, another installment of A Giant's Life as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks.
What's going on, y'all? Recording back live. I'm with my man Jacob and Matt Lacoste at the movies. About to go see Planet of the Apes. Hey, yo, Matt, you got anything to say?
Is this thing on?
The newest Hess toy truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Back here on Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks, the Giants take on the Pittsburgh Steelers on Friday night at MetLife Stadium. Giants Life chronicles Giants players throughout the course of training camp. This year, we're featuring Romeo Okwara and Paul Perkins.
On this edition of Giants Life, Paul Perkins discusses his comfort with the offense, and Romeo Okwara catches the eye of his teammates.
What's going on, y'all? Reporting back live. I'm with my man, Jacob and Matt Lacoste at the movies. About to go see Planet of the Apes. Hey, yo, Matt, you got anything to say?
Is this thing on?
Jacob, you got anything to say?
What up?
Yeah, I'll tell you how the movie is. Just finished watching Planet of the Apes. What you think?
It was really good. Very surprised to see horses, apes on a horse, you know?
Matt, what you think?
A little bit more emotional than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Jacob?
Intense, man. No spoiler alerts, though.
Hey, great movie. Go see it.
Much like a film, the game of football has its fair share of characters, contributing to a plot that thickens by the day. Following a brief period of downtime, Paul Perkins and Romeo Okwara head back to work in preparation for the upcoming season, a drama that is very much based in reality.
Practice is going well. We put on pads for the first time this week, and it added the physical aspect of the game. Getting back, being able to attack people, attack the O-line, and just getting used to the fundamentals is definitely huge.
It's been a great, productive week for both sides of the ball and special teams. We put in some long, hard hours. It's been hot for a couple of days, humid, but I think we're getting a lot of good stuff out of it.
Mother Nature clearly doesn't mind making her presence felt at camp. The heat and humidity creates quite the backdrop for the start of full padded practices, as the competition is cranked up, especially in the trenches.
Yeah, practice this week has been very intense.
Sit down. Stay down. Stay down. Right, right. Finish roll.
We want to make them better, and at the same time, they want to make us better. So iron sharpens iron, and that's the mindset we're taking during practice. We want to go hard and make them better.
I mean, once we put the pads on, even before we put the pads on, the intensity's been high. This team has a lot of enthusiasm, and whenever we get together and go compete against each other, that's when, you know, anything's liable to happen.
From last year to this year, I just feel more prepared. I know what to expect. I've learned the playbook. Now it's just executing the defense, just working on fundamentals, and just eliminating any mental mistakes.
Looking back on it, I remember still swimming. This is probably, our eighth day, seventh day, whatever it is. I remember still, you know, trying to catch on, trying to get all the playbooks, the concepts and all that stuff. And now I feel more comfortable playing much faster and much more confident.
Perkins and Okwara aren't the only ones taking notice of their development heading into year two. Teammates or fellow competitors like Justin Pugh are keeping tabs on the roster's youth movement.
But Romeo Okwara, another guy that just keeps getting better and better. A young guy from last year, still a young guy. So, I mean, I expect a lot of more, you know, great things out of him.
This year, we just want to be 1% better each and every day. At practice, we go out there, we're trying to finish earlier each and every day, which means we're moving quickly, we're going fast. And just working on your fundamentals and just trying to be 1% better at each thing every day.
And what better place to showcase those fundamentals than in the preseason against unfamiliar faces? For Perkins and Okwara, the games can't come soon enough.
I'm excited to go out there and play, finally go against another opponent, really get to, you know, shake off some of the rust that we have been accumulating over this offseason. Just really excited to, you know, go against a different color jersey.
I'm really excited. I mean, it was the last time we put on pads for a game in January. So it's been a long time coming. So I think we're all really excited to put on pads again and compete against another team.
And you can catch all the episodes of Giants Life by simply going to Giants.com, or it's also available on the Giants mobile app. It's been an exciting week here in training camp with the team in full pads during the course of the week. When we come back on the program, we'll take a look at our plays of the week as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Network.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Back here on Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks, Bob Popple along with Howard Cross. So we talked about some young guys, Howard. Let's talk about Damon Snacks Harrison, who was first team All-Pro last year. Didn't make the Pro Bowl somehow, but was an All-Pro. He really is the glue. Is it a big adjustment for him not having Hankins next to him?
I think it is. I think he's going to, like, you know, train some other guys to get better. He is the guy who, like you said, the glue. He's a little bit more than the glue. When the ball is being run, they can't get by. If he puts his hands on you, you're going down. And he is nimble, quick. He gets off guys quick. He got great extension. He's knocking guys back in the backfield. It's not just tackles. It's tackles for loss. It's 1 yard gains. And he's going to be the guy who's going to make the biggest difference in Goodson's life. Because when he's making those plays and taking up, eating up all that space, Goodson doesn't have to worry about a guard coming off. He's got to worry about Snacks.
Yeah, and you know, he had 2.5 sacks last year, and he said he should have had about 5 more that he just kind of missed or whatever. So he wants to get that number up a little bit. Then we go to the young guy, B.J. Goodson, who's getting a lot of reps here in training camp, played special teams last year. But he's getting a lot of reps right now, Howard, with the first team and taking advantage of it.
He's doing a very good job. You know, playing a run is great. The thing he's going to get comfortable with is playing the pass. You want to be in there more than first and second down. You want to try to be the 3-down backer if you can. And he's learning the defense. He's learning to see, you know, get his eyes right. It's a little bit of an adjustment to try to see these guys crossing, going to the slot and doing all these things. You got to be ready for that. And I think he's doing a good job of it so far.
All right. Well, before we wrap things up, it's been a fun week here at training camp. Let's take a look at the plays of the week for the New York Football Giants. We'll start things off with Ole Miss to Ole Miss. Eli Manning, the veteran, to the rookie, Evan Engram, for a touchdown catch, beating B.J. Goodson there. Then Geno Smith trying to win that backup job. Going up top, finding Dwayne Harris in the end zone for a touchdown. And then watch this pass by Eli Manning and the footwork by Roger Lewis, tucking it in and getting it in for the score. Those are the plays of the week for this week in training camp. Giants ready to go tomorrow night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You don't want to miss it. It's preseason game number one. It'll be on NBC4 New York starting at 7 p.m. and on the radio at News Radio 880 WCBS. We are just about out of our allotted time. For Howard Cross and our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We're back Monday night at 6 p.m. We'll bring you another edition of Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks.